So to get back to it, sorry about that. I just had to check something here. So the question of how I got involved in Traveler after discovering Reed Reiner and the Solsys mud in Arizona, a world where you could describe in text, and people had very vivid descriptions, pictures in their minds of these space colonies. And there was even an alumni association of students who'd been in different colonies in different years. I realized that there was a tremendous power in a virtual world that was going to come. And you could read books like Snow Crash and stuff like Neuromancer, and you could sort of picture that cyberspace would one day be like it is, or like those science fiction cyberpunk writers described. But I sort of went on this quest. I bought a van and I went traveling all over North America looking for where this was happening. I went to universities. I went to the Santa Fe Institute in New Mexico. I went to a conference called SIGGRAPH, which many of you know about, graphics conference. And I went, visited researchers, and I visited people in companies that had the same vision, that you were going to be able to take the internet, and instead of just being a document space, it would be a space for human beings to be represented directly and to represent spaces. And so I ended up locating in the Bay Area, in a place called Boulder Creek, near San Jose, out in the Redwood Mountains here. And then I founded an organization called the Contact Consortium with an anthropologist. And with a science fiction author, a guy that used to publish a magazine called Omni. And we founded this organization and started to get as a nonprofit and started to gather all the people together that were doing this. And this was in early '95. And then, to our incredible surprise and delight, these worlds started to appear on the net. There was World's Chat from Worlds Incorporated in May of '95, and then there was Alpha World and The Palace and Worlds Away, and it just the list kept going on, and I realized that our little organization was going to have to run fast to catch up. And then in '96, Traveler appeared in the summer of '96, if I got it right, from a company that used to be called Enter TV and became OnLive. And so with Traveler, it was kind of when you saw Traveler, you saw the first voice embodied world, you saw the first world where people understood that facial expression really mattered, that for intimate conversation and for engagement, or what you might call immersion. And I thought that Traveler was kind of a high point. I thought that it would be great if Traveler had the in-world building capabilities of, say, like ActiveWorld, so you could more easily make spaces. But Traveler to me was sort of a pinnacle of achievement. And so I went on and, I went into the beta program, and it was pretty crashy and buggy and whatever. But by the fall of '97, we had a room dedicated at the Avatars conference with a projector and a big screen. It was all run by J.M. Valera, many of you may remember. And we had an event. We had like a teleport with Traveler on screen. And in the '96 conference, we had a thing called the Voce, the singing experience inside Traveler in the hotel, at the ANA Hotel, in the big circular room. It was a fantastic thing. There's video of this thing. And so Traveler was always, it had magic. There was no doubt about it. It had magic. You could present it on a big screen. People could sing into a collective microphone and see their own collective voices. And it just, there was something to it that was magical. And to me, it represented the best of the innovation that you could barely make work at that time. All these approaches. And through that, I got to meet Steve DePaula, who came to speak about Traveler and other things at our conferences when we had in-person conferences in '96 and '97. And so it went on and on. And then, the fateful, as fate may have it, as fate may have it, by the spring of '97, believe it or not, the first virtual world companies started to run out of cash because they're all funded by venture speculators. And so, for instance, active worlds just sort of disappear, or Worlds Incorporated disappeared. And I helped the group of users get funding through Philips to buy the technology for active worlds out of the bankruptcy so that that could continue. Because the terrible thing is, I had a book I was writing, and it was going to come out in the fall of '97, and I didn't want all these platforms to be gone because the book wouldn't be at all viable. And so, oh, hold on, let me check something else. Hello? Yes. Hi, come on in. I'm just doing a. I'm in the middle of an online conference. Guys, I gotta take a 3-minute intermission break. Can we do that? So we're gonna come and see this. So we're gonna take a little intermission so people can go pee, go to the bathroom,
That's a good idea.
and then I'll come back and I'll continue. You'll have to
Yeah,
remind
there's
me
a
where to.
Mouse up in the bathroom.
Oh, right. Okay, guys, I'll be back in a few. This is a game. It's like an
I'm so
online
sorry.
conference space.
Where's Bernard?
So they're gonna start talking
Yeah.
with each other.
Where is the bathroom?
Oh, okay.